Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In the studio with me for this segment, I have Board President of the Cucamonga Valley Water District, James Curatello. Thanks for joining me today, James. Appreciate the time.
Thank you very much, Stephen. It's great to be here.
Before we get started, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you became Board President of the Cucamonga Valley Water District?
Sure. Well, I've lived in Rancho Cucamonga for over 30 years. I retired from the local fire department, the Rancho Cucamonga Fire Department, and I have had the honor of serving on the board of directors for almost 20 years now, and the board selects its president annually, and my fellow board members have given me the honor of selecting me as board president.
Is that an elected position?
Yes. We have a 5-member elected board that serves the water district.
And what are the terms for those?
4-year terms.
4-year terms. Yes. And you've been on it for 20 years?
Not quite.
Okay, yeah. But almost 20 years.
Almost.
Okay, now tell us a little bit about the Cucamonga Valley Water District.
Sure. Well, Cucamonga Valley Water District, or CVWD as we refer to it, is a public agency. It's a special district form of government. It's served by the 5-member elected board. And we provide water and wastewater services to all of Rancho Cucamonga and portions of Fontana, Ontario, Upland, and some unincorporated county areas. We were established as a special district agency in 1955, and we serve approximately 190,000 people, and we are committed to providing the communities we serve with reliable, high-quality water at the lowest rates possible. And we're proud to say we do that with friendly service.
Okay, where do you get your water from?
Well, our agency has 4 main sources of water. Historically, it's canyon water, the stream water.
Okay.
We have surface water. We have groundwater that we get through wells. We have imported state water through the State Water Project that we bring into our treatment plant. And then we're counting recycled water, which is fairly new to us. We're counting that as a 4th major source.
So you get your water sources from all over.
Yes, and that's important to have a diversified water portfolio.
And that brings me to my next question. Of course, we are coming off a historic drought, but there are still requirements by the state and the Water Resource Control Board. Can you tell us about how this impacts the Cucamonga Valley Water District?
Yeah, well, you know, going back to the drought, the statewide drought severely affected most regions in California, and we were no exception to that. But drought is no stranger to California,
right,
especially here in Southern California, where cycles of drought, wildfire, rain, and floods have been part of our life in this region for centuries. But this past drought was severe, and it impacted California in a severe way. We all did our best to be good stewards, but the state mandated conservation requirements did pose a real challenge to a lot of cities and water districts. The state's aim was a good one, to conserve water during a time of drought, but CVWD was not given credit for prior recent conservation successes. So at the time of the mandate, when the governor issued that, our customers had already reduced our overall water use, or their overall water use, by 20% since 2009. And during the drought, our customers achieved an additional 27% conservation on top of the earlier successes. So that was a huge accomplishment on their part. Now, we're fortunate that our customers are and have been committed to doing their part, and they certainly were during and before the drought, and now they're continuing to conserve, we're happy to say.
Now, what are some of those requirements now?
Well, now it's mostly, there's no mandates other than reporting. Agencies have to report their water use and sort of testify that they can provide the water needed for their community, and we can. There's not even a question of that for CVWD.
Now, we've had an unusually warm winter in comparison to last year so far, and some people might be wondering, are we headed for another drought? I know you don't have a crystal ball, but are there any indications that we are headed for another drought?
We're always hopeful that we're not headed into another drought, but and technically, a drought is defined by 3 consecutive years of below average rainfall. Now, since we had an abundance of rain last year, even if this winter continues to be dry, which it appears it may be, it would still take 2 more consecutive years to have us officially go back to a drought status. But as responsible water managers, you know, we hope for the best, but we always prepare for the worst. And through careful planning, thoughtful management, and of course, always partnering with our community in stewardship and conservation, we are certain and confident that we can provide the water that our community needs today and in the future.
Well, that's always good to know, yes, because everything revolves around water in Southern California.
Right.
So what are the CVWD's priorities in providing a reliable water supply?
Well, we are committed to ensuring the high-quality water is always available. We make long-term investments to meet that aim, and I'll just give you a few that we've done. We have recently upgraded our treatment plant in Cucamonga Canyon, which better secures that source of high-quality local water. We've invested in facilities that allow us to use more recycled water, and you may have noticed more purple pipe in our service area recently.
Right.
And we're proud to say that we now serve over 100 customers that use our recycled water for large landscape and industrial uses. And then we continue to partner with other local agencies to enhance our area's groundwater quality, and that allows us to put more wells in service, which adds to our overall water supply. And very importantly, we have created, over the years actually, a groundwater bank, which allows us to store water during times of plenty, and then we can draw it through wells during times of need.
Okay, how do you make sure that the groundwater is safe and clean?
Well, there's a lot of testing.
Right.
There is treating, of course, but that's, you know, the water itself. You don't want points of pollution or non-points pollution seeping into your groundwater. We're also members and very involved with Chino Basin Water Master, and there's a lot of monitoring, measuring, and projects that improve groundwater quality. So we're very involved in that.
So how many times a year would you say do you do testing?
Oh, well, water's tested regularly. Oh, water's tested at its source. Then in our treatment plant, it's tested in the reservoirs, and there are even remote testing points throughout our distribution system. Tap water is one of the most tested waters you can possibly drink, and we take a lot of pride in our water, that it tastes good and it's high quality.
So what you're saying is you don't need bottled water in your district. Of course, I'm kidding, but bottled water serves its purpose.
No, bottled water is,
it serves its purpose.
It sure has. Yeah. I was a fireman for years, and I'll tell you, when I first started over 30 years ago, we used to drink water out of canteens.
Yes, yes.
And everybody shared them. It wasn't the most wholesome way to drink water.
So what you're saying is your tap water is good tasting water. You've got tasty water.
Oh, yeah. And bottled water, it serves a very good purpose,
right.
A very healthy purpose, too.
What is the Cucamonga Valley Water District doing to continue encouraging water conservation?
Well, we offer, we have some very good conservation incentives and programs. We offer, I'll just give you a quick list.
Okay.
We offer a $300 rebate for anyone who would choose to remove their grass from their parkways, if you qualify for that. We offer residential landscape audits and leak detection. We assist with sprinkler timer controls. We also offer rebates for indoor as well as outdoor, but indoor water conservation is in those who would choose to install certain high efficiency washing machines or toilets could qualify for those rebates also.
Okay.
And then we offer workshops that are fun as well as informative, and they help our customers and the members of our community to design really beautiful water-efficient landscapes around their yards and their homes.
Now, spring is typically a busy season for water agencies. What type of activities does the CVWD have going on?
Yeah, we're always busy in spring. And this year, we kick it off with our annual Earth Day and Open House. It's scheduled for Saturday, April 7th. Following that, we have our Water Savvy Garden Tour, which is set for Saturday, April 28th. And that tour begins at our district office in Rancho Cucamonga and takes participants on tour of local homes with beautiful, well-designed water-saving landscape. They serve as very good role models for others to copy. And in fact, our Water Savvy Landscape Contest, it's open right now, and it will remain open until April 30th. So anyone who lives within the Cucamonga Valley Water District service area, should they care to enter that contest, they may do so now. And you can get information for that on our website.
Give us that website.
CVWDwater.com.
Okay, so they can enter that that contest on that website.
Yes, and they'll get all the details and instructions. And if the website isn't enough, which I'm sure it is, they can always contact staff. Steve, one of my favorite annual events that we have, and we've had it for quite a while now, is our poster contest, where we recognize approximately 70 fifth graders from school districts throughout our service area, and they enter very unique and beautiful artwork that they create based on the theme, Use Water Wisely, It's a Way of Life. And I'm telling you, these students really create some beautiful artwork. And in fact, we use it throughout the year for calendars and other outreach information. And the grand prize winner of that contest within our district actually enters a bigger contest that Metropolitan Water District does, which is, that's a very large area. And any of that information, again, is available on our website.
A little earlier, you mentioned your Earth Day event. Tell us a little bit more about that. Tell us what type of festivities you have lined up for the Earth Day and Open House.
Okay, well, first, it's really a lot of fun. There are good people, there's good food, there are great displays, and it's a very enjoyable day for the whole family. We have free goodies and entertainment, and lunch is provided. The highlights include a raffle with great prizes, very informative landscape workshops that are informative and fun. We have Queen Green Eco Entertainment. And if you're interested and curious about what that is, you'll have to show up April 7th.
Teaser. Nice teaser.
Yeah, there you go. And then in the spirit of conservation, we offer eco-friendly document shredding. So anybody who has, sensitive documents that they don't want to just dispose of in their waste can bring them in. They're shredded, and of course, that's recycled. And we hope everyone will come out April 7th. That's when it's scheduled. And it's fun, and it's very informative.
And give us the location.
It's at our main office at 10440 Ashford in Rancho Cucamonga, and it starts at 10 a.m. in the morning.
Okay, and now runs till
2.
Okay, and once again, why don't you give us that the website where people can find out more information about the Water District.
Okay, yeah, for full and further details on anything I mentioned and more, you can visit our website at cvwdwater.com.
Okay, is there anything you'd like to add before we close?
Well, I'd just like to tell you that CVWD, at CVWD, we are passionate about water. We love the communities we serve. Our agency is comprised of smart, dedicated professionals who love what they do. And I want to thank you, Steve, for giving us this opportunity to outreach to the people we serve. So thank you very much, Steve.
Well, thanks for coming in today, James. Really appreciate the time. And that's Board President of the Cucamonga Valley Water District, James Curatello. Once again, thanks for coming in, James.
Okay, hope to see you Earth Day.
Yes.
Open house. Thanks.
Okay, here we go. In the studio with me for this segment, I have...
Okay. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.